Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mustard on the beat, Debo, any rap. He a free throw, man down. Call an Amber Lambs, tell him please.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on 560 WQAM. Take guys up until 2 here on the program.
Found somebody who likes making little tunes. I sent it to you. On Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah.
See what you got here. I don't see it though, dude. Not seeing it. Oh, I got you.
You got to listen to it.
It's, I'll check it out.
You be impressed.
Okay.
Just to say, Cooper DeJean with the Billie Jean music. And he did a parody.
I like it. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Super Bowl yesterday, Eagles destroyed the Chiefs.
Vlad, let me apologize, because I thought there was a Heat game that you were working. Because I planned on inviting you. I really did. Two people I didn't ask was Vlad and Dan, because I thought they were working.
We did work early that day, 1 to 4.
Mm.
But, yeah. I live down the street from you, by the way.
No.
Just to make it worse.
Just to make it worse. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw Courtney, I was like, "Damn, Southwest Ranches, like that's down the street." Okay.
My bad.
That's all good, man. Don't worry. Because
I'm gonna tell you what.
I figure you needed more brothers out there to help you out to balance it up.
There was a boatload of food.
You guys have a lot of leftovers.
No, I make people take it.
Good.
Take some food with you. Some ribs.
My son took half a cake.
Half a cake?
It seemed like it. He took. I'm like, how big are those slices? Man, he was. I mean, he knocked out. That dude was swimming the whole time.
Yeah.
So you gave them the itis, Leroy?
Oh yeah. I would say this though. He was my only little worker bee in the pool. I had to get something put back into the, little tunnel comes out of the cleaner.
Yep.
And so he had to put it, he put it back in there for me. But, he never stopped running. He played with the dog, right?
Time of his life.
Everybody loves the dog. Everybody loves Zeus. The other ones are, yeah.
Luna hates me.
But believe it or not, Zeus is the worst with new dogs. So Robbie has brought somebody. She wanted to bring her dog. And I'm like,
Not so much, eh, Bobby? Did you see?
I don't trust. And then I don't. It's not. She had a cute little dog. I didn't trust my. I don't trust my dogs because they go from
somebody
to play with you to treating you like a chew toy in 2 seconds.
Who had that rat dog? Whose dog was that?
Oh my goodness, that might have been the funniest. So, Luna, she barks at all. She does bark, right? But she took a liking to the little dog, but not in a good way. She was following the dog around like she wanted to chew him up, like right?
Snack.
So my man had to go inside, right? My Harper, my sister-in-law's husband, had to go into the house, and he had a chicken wing in his hand, and he was walking the dog. The dog is this big, by the way, right? Walking the dog in the house. And Luna had been following him around. So when he came in the house, Luna went after the dog. So he had the chicken wing in his hand, and he just took the leash and lift the little dog up like this. I'm like...
Like a noose?
Yes! I'm like, yo, dude, you can't... You know, I got the chicken wing. I'm not putting that down. He's holding the dog up. Luna's standing under him, waiting for him to let the dog down.
Jeez.
I'm like... Wait, this poor dog has got to be terrified. So
I ain't gonna lie. Somebody did ask this question. I wanted to know who brings dogs to other people's house
minus
for
one.
A party. That is a minus
it's
one.
It's a weird thing.
My sister-in-law.
Mm. Minus
one. Families become very big on like this happens at my in-law's house all the time too, where people just bring their dogs to every holiday, and I'm like, hey man. Your dog will be all right for a few hours. Like this happens. This happens with our Thanksgiving all the time. Like we host Thanksgiving a lot, and like I'm like, there's four extra dogs here. I'm like, what?
Vlad, I just read that. That's hilarious because you know somebody getting them T-shirts, right? Some in Africa, they think the Chiefs three-peat.
Does Pat Riley still get that cut?
I don't know, but there's some kid right now. There's some kid.
You can only get a cut if you sell him.
You know, some guy. You know, Lino Kunta. There's right now. He's got a three Chiefs. He got a three Pete Chiefs shirt right now.
Because the shirts are bought. Like he's got to get some kind of cut. Like he got that deal going. Everybody on the Heat yesterday. By the way,
the shirts are made. They haven't been sold yet.
Everybody at the Heat yesterday, Spo, Love, Bant, they all said they were all rooting for the Chiefs because apparently Riley promised them some kind of hobnobbing party with some fancy wine if he got that money.
I mean, I don't want that to be the only celebration for the Heat of, you know, enjoying somebody else winning the title. You don't want that.
Listen, right now, I just want to win over the Celtics tonight. Can I get a win over the Celtics tonight?
Yeah.
Andrew, please. Anyway, did you see your boy Randy Moss yesterday return to the set?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he returned to work.
We were just asking about Randy.
He
we were talking about Randy yesterday.
Yeah, he was. They did a montage. A lot of people welcoming him back, including Dante Culpepper.
Speaking of montage, did you see you being mentioned by one Bill Belichick?
Leroy? It was the craziest thing. So here's how it went because somebody sent it to me. Bill Belichick did a thing with Tyrann Mathieu, and they went to my old high school, which is a tiny school. And then they have a wall of champions on the wall. And they were going through all the list of the people that played in the NFL. You know, Tyrann, we had Leonard Fournette. There's a couple of offensive linemen, you know, a lot of guys from a school that only has 600 people. And he goes, oh, I coach Leroy. And they started having a conversation. And I was like, and they start showing video. And somebody sent it to me. I'm like, all right.
That's cool. Where did that air? That was on the ESPN pregame?
Was it ESPN or the Fox? I'm not sure.
That's cool.
But, yeah. So, I never saw it. Somebody sent it to me.
I want to see it. I want to see it. Send it to me.
Yeah.
This way I could pull a sports report. Be like, hey!
Two things. The chat wants to know, Tobin and Leroy.
Yeah.
One, was that Robbie's girlfriend and that Robbie brought? And second, was Robbie wearing Crocs? That's Vlad's question.
You know, I don't remember. I don't know
First
the answer.
Of all,
I don't
Robbie, know the... Robbie is slim.
Yep.
Because his head looks like
right,
well, large.
He went through a Ozempic?
The little body.
He did a Ozempic?
I don't know.
I know he wasn't eating like he was on Ozempic.
No, he looked like he it looked like the first time Robbie had eaten ever. Like he got after it. But I don't know the answer to either of those questions. I forget.
You don't know if he was wearing his Robbie because Robbie has a shoe.
I'd imagine that he was, but I didn't even notice if he was or not.
I've never seen Robbie without Crocs.
But I will inquire about the other question. Because I'm not sure. Somebody says, was that Belichick's girl in the Dunkin' commercial? I believe it was. Didn't really notice the commercials very much this year. Did the Pringles and the... Who did the eyebrows? Like, they did the same bit.
Yeah.
Both commercials. Were they both Pringles commercials?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
And
I like the seal commercial.
That was
I didn't like the seal commercial.
Why not, dude?
Because he looked too much like a seal.
Hey, that was funny. I'm like, wow. And we didn't need Seal to actually say that's a good-looking Seal.
Marco said he wore closed-toed shoes and jeans.
All right.
Who is this? This is not Robbie. That must be Robert.
That's a changed man. What, are you not gambling anymore, Robbie?
His name must be Robert.
Even Tobin had Super Bowl party shoes.
I know.
I ain't never seen those. Wow. Yeah, he had some different kicks.
I know.
I was like, wow.
Look at you
I'll
guys.
Tell you what. Tommy spent the first portion of the visit eating. And then once he got his eat on, pool time, I said, hey, Tommy, there's a bunch of ladies in the pool.
Yeah, he spent the whole time with Zeus.
Oh, man. They love Zeus. Zeus didn't care either. Swimming, playing catch. I would appreciate it if he keep my dog out of the trees.
Yeah, he went a little Jameis on his throws.
Point for Tone.
Hey, if you guys want to go to see the Miami City Ballet right now, caller number 4 to 305-567-0560. Caller 4 is going to get some tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance. So this weekend. So don't call if you can't go. Call to win. 305-567-0560. You'll win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance. You're looking for something to bring your sweetheart to. Call right now, 305-567-0560. If you don't win, you can
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org, but caller 4 right now to 305-567-0560 will win those Miami City Ballet tickets and a bouquet of flowers. We'll be back with more 15 minutes of heat next. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you missed any of today's show, download the Tobin and Leroy podcast. You guys can go watch it on our YouTube page, Miami 560 WQAM. We stream there live every day. Appreciate everybody who is tuned in and to all our Twitchers as well. I don't know what's been with the ads this week, Twitchers, but Jay Fig will be back tomorrow, so she'll fix it.
Yeah, bro. I'm sick and tired of her. Hey, man, too many. Oh, my God.
We don't know, all right? That's why Jennifer's supposed to be
here. And then I hit her up yesterday. And I'm like, hey, what's wrong with all the ads? She goes and says, you're on mute. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, Jay Fig, like, they're still hearing it on Twitch.
I don't know. She'll have to fix it, dude.
Fix it.
Once she gets here, I'll just demand she fixes it. That's what I do. So we'll try and figure that out. 15 minutes of heat here, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. The Miami Heat introducing their new players yesterday. Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and Davion Mitchell. I'm kind of intrigued to see what Spo's got in store for the tenacious guard they call Off Night. And this is what he had to say after getting dealt to the Miami Heat from Toronto. And says he comes into this with a little bit of a relationship with Bam and Khalil Ware.
Man, I'm excited. You got Bam behind you, Khalil Ware. I kind of spent some time with him during pre-draft. I was at the same gym with him. I see how hard he works. You got everyone just playing hard. It's kind of just the culture here. And then you got us three, Wiggs and Kyle Anderson, who show some length, who can move their feet, who can cover for one another. So I'm excited what we can do.
I really like this. They said yesterday it was a great practice, a jolting practice, as Spo put it yesterday. No pressure, Andrew Wiggins. I'm not saying that you got to go out there.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
Nope. You can tell me all that stuff with Spo. We got issues.
You're down on Spo, dude. You're down on Spo.
Because did you hear what he said?
What did he say, dude? He just said
it's a 9-point quarter and said it's been worse.
It could be a lot worse. That's all he was saying. He's saying it could be a lot worse.
No. Yeah. The only way that quarter could have been worse is if you just stayed on the bench and not played that quarter and scored 0 points in 12 minutes. However many NBA players you put out there on the court only scored 9 points.
All I need is Andrew Wiggins to have a better debut than Jimmy Butler, and I'll be all right. So all I'm asking tonight, Wiggs, is 27, a couple steals on Jason Tatum.
That is so petty. Why?
You think the Celtics went to watch the Super Bowl in some establishment down here?
Yeah, probably. Probably they love it down here. They celebrated their championship down here. Mm. They hate Boston so much. They're like, why would we want to celebrate in this bum town? You go celebrate in a real town like Miami. That's where you should party. No pressure, Andrew Wiggins, though. Listen, I don't mean to put any really? Pressure on you. I don't want to put any pressure on you because it's not your fault. Listen, you and all of this, like, you're the only guy who was like as even keeled, and he's just like, he didn't even want to go. He's like, I liked Golden State. But now he's here.
Yeah, he almost won MVP there.
He did. He did. He was great for them on their championship team. But, hey, Andrew, here's what I would say, though, dude. Look how fast they forget, huh? Look how fast they forget a champion. Because let's be real about it, Andrew. Those rats in Golden State, Steph Curry and Draymond Green, did you see them this last game? Hobnobbing with Jimmy Butler.
You can't even, your mouth won't even let you say rat and Steph Curry in the same sentence.
No. The Steph Curry. Andrew, listen to me. Wiggs. Steve Kerr, he sat up there, putting on a whole dog and pony show. Oh, I'm going to miss Andrew Wiggins so much. Boo! And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler gets you 13 free throws and goes, wow! Wow! We haven't had that! You see how fast they forget?
You know what's amazing?
You see how fast they forget,
there's
dude?
There's two fan bases that did that.
What do you mean, dude?
Golden State and Miami's going, wow!
I don't know what to tell you. Like he was gonna dial it up.
There's nothing you can tell me.
Why am I not more mad at him? I should be so team petty on this.
If anybody were to do something like that, you would usually.
I would hose them down. Why can't I bring myself to do it to him?
You're scared of Jimmy.
I tell you what, though, I did take tactics. I muted him on Instagram. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, get this out of here. I need to see this in my face. It's already enough.
Really? How many points did the Heat score last night, last game in the fourth quarter?
Nine points. Yep.
Dude, 9 points.
Jimmy scored that at the free throw line in his last game.
Yeah, well, he wasn't being that aggressive here, so.
No, he was not. No, he wasn't.
Nothing says I care less than a one-legged three.
Oh, we're going to miss Andrew Wiggins so much. Oh, he should be out of the team. Wow, did you see that? Look how fast they forgot, Andrew. Okay? So you take.
Wait, can I just say, your side job?
What?
Should not be motivational speakers.
I'm telling them right now, dude. I'm telling them right now.
I don't know why you think you can make everybody else petty like you.
I'm telling you, Andrew.
Set the scenario up where you would be petty. Right? You set the situation up that would make you petty.
Yeah.
But nobody else falls for it.
Crocodile tears. That's what they had. Oh, we miss Andrew so much, boo.
I think Tierski nailed it. Tierski 86 nailed it. Tobin's denial of his involvement is making him hate Jimmy less.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't
That's
know.
That's what it is. Great point.
I don't think it is my involvement.
It's called guilt. It's guilt. Twitcher. Like, you know, like, man, I don't know why I could be mad at Pat and Jimmy. I did kind of stir it up.
I didn't stir it up.
Hey, you know what? No. You know, this is high school. You know, high school, somebody come over to you and say, hey, your boy over there putting you on blast. What'd he say? Right? And then you say something, and then he go back to the other dude and say, hey, your boy ain't having none of that. Right? So, yeah, there you go.
Dade Sousa. That's you. Tobin looking in the mirror with his flip-flopping. I just thought it was very unbecoming of Steve Kerr. That's all.
You can't even.
Very unbecoming.
Or were you more upset Jimmy scored 25?
And the way he was celebrating with the bench as if they've been together.
Hobnobbing.
Oh, that was hobnobbing.
Oh, my God.
That's hobnobbing.
Best friends with Steph Curry.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he's never seen a guy go crazy like that in a quarter.
He was amazing. Well, it's kind of his whole point. He was like, what are going to be Damian Lillard? You know, this could have been the whole thing.
So maybe the reason why you're not upset with Jimmy is because you kind of see his point when you were.
I do see his point. I don't like how he exited. His exit was atrocious. But I saw his point the whole time.
I see his point too. My whole argument or problem I had with this was not any other than I'm tired of athletes telling me how much they love competing and then quit.
I think the true test is not going to be if he's good. It's going to be how happy I am if he stinks up the joint. Because, you know, like when I would watch LeBron on the Cavs, when he was good, I'd be like, ugh, annoying, because that's what he does. But I would really be happy when he stunk up the joint, which was rare. So
they went to four straight NBA finals and he won one.
I mean, remember the one where he faked breaking his hand? That was great.
No. He did break his head.
Okay, dude.
Dude, if J.R. Smith costs you the game, you're going to break your hand.
He's the most impenetrable force ever, but he broke a dry erase board, and that shattered LeBron James.
I mean, look, dude, Amari Stoudemire broke his hand hitting a...
He hit glass!
Okay, well, you don't know how hard that board was?
I got a feeling LeBron could break it like Mr. Miyagi if he wanted to.
Listen, man, J.R. Smith does something like that, you're going to want to punch something out.
By the way, why does Jaime Jaquez keep getting on the injury report with the BGs?
Bubble guts?
What's going on with this? Yeah, it's like the fourth time this year.
I'm just saying, maybe he doesn't like...
What is he eating like that?
I don't know.
He might be the Cuban food, but they don't use spice.
I'm not saying anything. This is not Vlad. But maybe the cuisine down here is not to his liking.
I don't know. Very strange.
It is less healthier than where he came from.
RVA Richard says, it's the honeymoon. Give it a few days. Beat the brakes off the Bulls. Breathe. This is going to blow up.
No, it's not, because if they get to the second, put it this way. Jimmy wins. Whoever goes farther in the postseason, this postseason wins.
Oh, well, it ain't going to be Golden State.
And it ain't going to be they're both in the same spot.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
The West is tougher, though.
The West is deeper, and I think, you know, I think the West is deeper, but I don't know, you know, it's kind of one of those things, like, you get Steph in there with him, and they're hobnobbing, and they get their chemistry going. You know, who's to say they can't go a couple rounds if they get the right draw?
Wade MVP.
This was kind of my whole point.
Jamie, did Jaime have Big Face Coffee?
I don't know, dude. I really don't. I don't know what the hell happened with Jaime.
Because Wade said Jaime had some Big Face Coffee and lost his joy in his stomach.
The Heat back in action tonight. 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center. Andrew Wiggins making his Heat debut tonight along with Davion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson. We'll take a break. Play a little All Right, Oh No to close things out on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. I got an update on the Heat for tonight. What the hell? All right, so... here's our injury report. Jaime Jaquez Jr.
BGs.
Out tonight with a stomach illness.
Stomach illness.
And, hold on. Just double checking something. Has Tyler also got the BGs?
Oh, man. Maybe
Tyler Hero, questionable with a stomach illness.
Yeah, they got a virus. There's a virus in the locker room.
What the hell, dude?
Yeah.
This is the third time this happened this year.
What did they feed
me? I'm not counting the Jimmy one. That was
it might have been the food they ate in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn or the gala. They had a team gala on Saturday. So I don't know. Maybe they had the fish.
Was it a marlin or a dolphin?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I gotta tell you, who orders the fish at a gala?
I mean, Crowder, right? Crowder's a pescatarian.
No, not anymore. That was the 12 seconds. That He was a pescatarian for 12 seconds when he made our bill at Herbs and Rye be $1 million.
My all right. This will be our brief cat talk here, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Matthew Tkachuk.
All right.
Six straight games with a goal. He and Bill Zito about to go take over Team USA for the Four Nations face-off. I'm sorry, Barky. I got to root against you. But then I'll be rooting for you, except when Gus Forsling is doing things. And then, you know, the Sams. This is going to be a very confusing Four Nations Cup for me. So I guess I'm going to just root for Team USA. But that's my all right. My oh no?
Oh no!
It's got to go to the snowman. Javon Holland, Vic Fangio, a champion, and one of the best defensive performances we've ever seen in a Super Bowl.
Ever.
Ever. And you told him to go kick rocks. Not that you can't have your opinion. It's just the guy you tell to kick rocks, well, he's going to now have a lot of rocks on his ring finger.
Hey, sometimes a little uncomfortability puts you in the best possible situation to succeed. I think now in today's world, everybody want to feel good about everything that they do and how they doing it. And sometimes to be successful, you got to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
I agree, Leroy. What's your all right and no for today?
My all right is going to go to all the people that came around, watched the Super Bowl. It was fun. Y'all got to meet some of my golf buddies.
All right.
And some family, had some of the male side of the family over, some neighbors, same people. If you can, Tobin, you know all those people. So
yep.
That's no big deal, except for Ben. Ben was new.
Hey, new guy.
The new guy. Yep. Other than that, it was pretty awesome. My own no, and this is very, 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 very real. Vlad, I honestly thought you were working. Right?
Oh,
I did, because
no.
I knew. I said, who am I calling? Oh, Jay Fig is not out of town. I'm like, Vlad, oh, he got to work. So that was my bad, because you always welcome Miles, brother. Always.
Appreciate
even
that.
Though we had, you know, huh?
I said, I appreciate that. First time.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No, that's
like,
the first time you said, like, you know, you're always welcome to the house.
Yeah, that ain't like me.
That is not right? like you. That being said.
I'm going to tell you what. Vlad, there's enough food to feed three times the amount of people that was there.
You could have fed the bullpen. That's actually pretty full right now. that being said, damage is done.
Yeah, I know. Damage is done. I'll take it. I got to take it.
Third Jaime Jaquez illness. What the hell's going on, dude? Anyway.
Hey, that might be why his jump shot is off, because every time he lands, he's scared he got to go make a boo-boo. Oh.
There's nothing worse if you jump and you feel like, uh-oh, it's about to come down. Hey. You're going to, yeah.
Hey, I've had guys tight-cheek it out of practice all the time. they do something physical, and you see them doing the speed walk like they're in the Olympics.
He does a lot of shaking.
Walking all crazy.
He does a lot of shaking in the post, you know. You got to be careful. yeah. Vlad, what's your all right and oh no?
All right, got to give it to the Super Bowl champs, man. Got to give the all right to the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. It wasn't, hey. You can't even, hey, that beatdown was so bad, Toby, you can't even say nothing about the refs.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
No, it was nothing. And it was one of the few times where people knew who the better team was, and they were right.
And it was definitive.
And it was the definitive, like nothing. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
My own no?
Oh, no.
Light-skinned brothers last night, man. The light-skinned brothers took an ass-whooping, man. Patty Mahomes, one of the worst performances of his life. And a guy who was on the other side of the world, in the most eyes on a single event, had the whole world singing A minor. Drake, yeah, you took the biggest L last
Is he
night.
Lashing out in Australia?
He could be lashing out.
He can't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Because Kendrick Lamar have that type of pettiness where he'll get over and go over there. And you know what I'm saying?
The man looked at the camera and said, hey, Drake, I heard you like him young. Like, he looked at the right. camera. Like, dude.
Right.
A real showman.
That was...
It was great.
That was pettiness at levels I've never seen before. That was it was GOAT level of pettiness. So I got to give him, I got to give the oh no to Drake.
Oh no!
Because I mean, that was
by the way, the halftime show for y'all. Like, I know who Kendrick Lamar is, right? And I know he's a hell of a performer, whatever. But to see them all together, I didn't realize. Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. So he's been doing it for a minute. So
yeah.
When y'all talk about stars, now me personally, being from New Orleans, right, I would have definitely did the New Orleans thing because New Orleans is known for music. So when you come to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, I would like them to show New Orleans music in whatever way they can, whether it's through rap, jazz, or whatever. If they could have did some kind of collaboration that way, it would have been much appreciated. But that's my only complaint or with it, because I would say Lil Wayne is bigger than Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I would say Wayne might be more a little bit more known than Kendrick, but I think they would have put the same performance. I don't think people are going to hear a half-leaned-out person rap it. You understand? Like, right. After a while, it's just you're looking for a performance you want to, you know, dance or whatever, have fun with. Not most performances with hip-hop artists, unless you know the music, you're going to be dancing. Like, correct. This is not for the intangibles, right. Unless, you know, you're down. Like,
Which is why I gave Kendrick Lamar his, because he had everybody going, right? You know, it wasn't. It
wasn't an Art God Savvy show. You know what I mean? It wasn't an Art God Savvy show.
Which, by the way, he's lashing out in the chat.
Oh, I know, because he's such a Drake. He's such an Aubrey friend.
He's trying to convince everybody. He goes, this isn't good, right? Everybody's like in the back of the behind. And he's like, this sucks, right? I'm like, I mean, it's pretty good. I don't know.
Vlad, we had an intangibles debate.
Did you?
Yeah. So, you know, Marcos brought the little tadpole over.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right. So we had some intangibles and we had some black folks, right? And I was like, why do white folks always want to hold other people's baby?
Yeah. My wife was like baby fever. She did that multiple times yesterday too. I think, you know, our daughter's gonna be a teenager. You just see my son, he's bouncing off the walls. You know, and like, you know, yesterday at church, she did that too, where she just like, she wasn't in the nursery volunteering, but she like went up and just took this couple's baby. She goes, oh, I missed that baby. And I was like,
hey.
I'm like, hey, man.
Like yeah.
You just do that. Take people's
like,
baby.
That's an intangible thing right there.
But,
you know why? Because intangibles look at kids like animals. They always want to touch it or pet it.
She was like, she did that baby tadpole like doing calisthenics though. Over by the oh yeah, because like baby tadpole was not into seeing Mrs. Tobin initially. He's like, I don't trust you, and that's almost like an affront to Mrs. Tobin. She goes, oh, you'll like me.
Oh,
that's you'll like challenge me. Accepted.
Yeah, challenge accepted. And what do you know? Broke him in 15 minutes. She was he
yeah,
was
but then all
doing
of,
laps
then
around
all
the pool.
Of the kid, then all of the intangibles want to hold the baby. Tadpole wasn't having it. He wasn't having it. He's like, uh-uh. Like, Marcos had him on his hip the whole night.
A piece?
Yep.
One last thing before we get out of here.
Yeah, tadpole and a cheeseburger.
We got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas plus $20,000. Easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app. You log in or register for an account, and you listen to WQM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry. You can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. For your chance to win, just listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. The travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination. And visit the biggest March hoops party and stadium swim. This is a national contest. Our God says this baby tadpole woke up and said, I'm sore, Papa. Too much calisthenics, Papa. Oh, man.
He said the next name of his mixtape is going to be Tadpole and Cheeseburger.
Oh, man.
All right, everybody. That is our show for today. If you missed any of it, get the podcast, or you guys can listen back on the Odyssey. Go enter yourself into the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Listen to an hour of Tobin and Leroy back on the replay, and you guys will be entered on that if you missed the show, and you guys can watch it on YouTube and Twitch. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow. And what a day for the intangibles.
Woo!
What a day for the intangibles.
That I tell you, that DeJean or DeJean, whatever you want to call him, right? Not that fleet of foot, but Cabal.
Oof. Wow. Very impressive. You want to know why white people are greedy? How could you have a moment?
Wait a minute. Time out. You really want us to answer that? You really want Leroy and I to answer this? Hold on, because it could take an hour and 47 minutes. It could take the remaining of the show.
Here's what's funny. Because Tobin had just come up with stuff without fully getting a read of the room. Right?
I felt like my read was fine.
And who ever thought that a show with three people and two of them being black, that the one guy would say, you want to know why? But go ahead.
White people are greedy because let me tell you something, dude. I'm seeing a lot of whining about the halftime show. Being like, where was our Aerosmith? I'm like, dude, we tried The Who after The Booby came out. Trust me, they were old and not very good.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.